And we welcome you to Come All Ye, folk music here on Community Radio 2MCE. It's going to be an interesting program today. It's going to feature an album by Paul Kelly. Haven't featured an album by Paul Kelly for a while, but he's recorded one about people. In fact, that's the title, People. And we'll hear from Paul Kelly in a while. But right now, we'll hear a track from a former Texan harmonica champion. He's not Texan, but he won the championship in Texas a long time ago. This is Rory McLeod.
That we're living in, cause there are no other homes to choose. You might lock us up to live in your prisons, cause we've nothing else left to lose. We are fighting for the homes we grew up in. Will you lock us behind your bars? You've all got homes to go to tonight, but you don't give a damn about us. We're letting bushes from our homes. We'll let the rich friends have it all. They want to build luxury homes that the homeless could never afford. They sent our boys off the fight for freedom. To the Falklands they had to go. A freedom for who is for a time. It's a fight in the government defending our homes. They sent our boys off the fight for freedom. To the Falklands they had to go. A freedom for who is for a time. It's a fight in the government defending our homes. They're stealing and destroying our homelands, making my home a foreign country to me. Building on our water holes and our burial ground. My heart is beating terribly. They cling to our sacred ground, cause they've enclosed it with their fence, using barbed wire guns, soldiers and guard dogs to charge our people some rent. Won't let them push us from our homelands. Won't let them break us up and change our ways. They want the gold that drives themselves crazy, but the ship will fly back in their face. They sent our boys off to fight for freedom. To the gold war they had to go. A freedom for who is for a time. It's a fight in a company defending our home. They sent our boys off to fight for freedom. To the Falklands they had to go. A freedom for who is for a time. It's a fight in a government defending our home. Polluting our waters, killing the wildlife. Our mountains are stripped for the gold by the government and all corporations. Our homelands are stolen and sold. They dig up our great-grandmother's graves. They push in with their crushing bulldozers. Cut down the forests with their chainsaws. The screaming is getting much closer. Won't let them push us from our homelands. Won't let them break us up and change our ways. They want the gold that drives themselves crazy, but the ship will fly back in their face. They sent our boys off to fight for freedom. To the gold war they had to go. A freedom but who is for a time. It's a fighting Exxon and defending our homes. They sent our boys off to fight for freedom. To the Falklands they had to go. A freedom but who is for a
the time. It's a one in a government depending on home. They'll dump their poison rubbish onto our homelands, cause they live far enough away. If we served them an eviction notice, they wouldn't let us get our way. They pay the judges and lawyers the law of the land, so that they don't have to leave. They can pull the strings with all the power money brings, cause their laws are written by thieves. Won't let them push us from our homelands, won't let them break us up and change our ways. They want the job, gold drives themselves crazy, but the ship will fly back in their face. They sent our boys off to fight for freedom, took the Falklands, they had to gun for freedom, but who is war the time? It took fight in the government and defending our homes. They sent our boys off to fight for freedom, to the Gulf War they had to go. But freedom for whom we swore at home, it's a fight in the company and defending our homes.
Finished. Rory McLeod from an album called Travelling Home. Fairly vitriolic opening track on the program today called Defending Our Homes. Rory McLeod indeed was Texas harmonica champion some time ago, and he played harmonica on that track. He also plays spoons, finger cymbals, djembe, guitar, trombone, and he tap dances. Well, tap dancing shoes, so he taps out rhythms. Extraordinary performer is Rory McLeod. Nice to have you along on 2MCE. Come All Ye is the program. And from Rory McLeod, playing a bizarre collection of instruments, trombone, harmonica, guitar, tap shoes, spoons, cabasa as well. I forgot to mention the cabasa. We'll move to a wall of sound, a wall of mandolin sound. This is a group called Mando Mafia, and they have a guest on this particular track. Who else would you have as a guest on a mandolin string band album but a French bagpiper?
Thank you.
absolutely sure what that track title means. It's Petita Lana, which is sort of like little wool. A group called Mando Mafia, they come from Virginia, with a guest, Paulo Bourguer, playing French bagpipes. The album is called Get Up in the Cool. The next track is from Kate Rusby, a track I've played quite often. It's called The Wild Goose. You'll hear Kate Rusby playing guitar and singing, Lester Simpson singing a bit of harmony, and her, Kate Rusby's that is, husband at the time, John McCusker, playing fiddle, and Andy Cutting playing accordion. The Wild Goose. And we'll continue the program with a harp player.
Runs all me boys, all runs all right. Over runs all your rue the day as the wild goose sails away. As I was walking one evening by the river, runs all me boys, all runs all.
The wild goose sails away.
Tune called The Blackbird. English harp player Celia Breyer and a flautist from New Zealand called Mary Hubble. The album was recorded in New Zealand when Celia Breyer, I guess, was living there. She works as a policy analyst. Fairly scary job, I imagine. But I think she's back in the UK now, analysing policy back there. As I said, I think the album was recorded in New Zealand. Album called The Garden of Daisies. Listening to Come All Ye on 2MCE. Bruce Cameron with you. One more track and then I'll introduce you to the featured album. If you sing along with this one, you're doing very well. It features Bahamian harmonies because it's sung by somebody from the Bahamas. Joseph Spence, who was a very influential guitarist and singer. More guitarist than singer, I suspect, given his singing is a little bit erratic, shall we say. Anyway, African rhythms, Bahamian harmony and elements of hymn singing. Joseph Spence lived for most of the 20th century, not all of it, but most of it, and this song originated from a shaped note hymnal, and it was actually sung at Joseph Spence's funeral in 1984. It's called Won't That Be a Happy Time?
When a life on earth is ended and we reach the heart that lead our way to sweet repented at the happy time, joy be the theme. That's really change.
Joseph Spence, won't that be a happy time? Who am I to argue? From an album called Encore, released on the Smithsonian Folkways label, which is a wonderful label. Now, I'll introduce you to the featured album on the program. Most weeks we have a featured album to share. Today, that album is called People, and I can share it with you only because I received an advance copy. It's not actually available for purchase until a little later in April 2023. People by Paul Kelly. It's about his one zillionth album, and it's a whole bunch of tracks, 18 of them to be precise, about individual people. Some of them are not songs that he wrote. Usually he writes and sings his own material, but this particular album includes a few others, including this one. It was written by Casey Bonetto. And if that name is familiar to you, possibly you saw the musical Keating, about Paul Keating, former Australian Prime Minister. This song is called Light on the Hill, and it imagines Paul Keating's thoughts on the night of his 1996 election defeat. There's a line from it: "You only get a moment in the penthouse until you find you're standing on the sill." So Light on the Hill was a phrase first used in Labor Party context by former Prime Minister Ben Chifley, who came from Bathurst, of course, describing the philosophy of the Australian Labor Party, and he referred back to his time as a train driver when the light on the hill was Raglan. You could see the light on the hill at Raglan, and he knew he was not far from home, which was Bathurst. So this is Paul Kelly singing Casey Bonetto's song about Paul Keating, Light on the Hill.
They're counting up the votes across Australia, and counting down seconds of my years. I've seen quite a few elections. I know how to read projections. I can recognize the change when it appears. The people make the ultimate decision. The system says they always get it right. So though it seems like half an hour since I stumbled into power, now it's time for me to say goodnight. But still I dream of a country rich and clever, with compassion and endeavor, reaching out towards forever. And I'm still dreaming of a light on the hill. You start off in your local council chambers, you fight and dream until you reach your prime. And if you should succeed, by the time you get to leave, you're pretty much exhausted from the climb. You only get a moment in the penthouse before you find you're standing on the sill. And if you're sunk in ham and gammon when it turns from feast to famine, then you're lucky if you've had your fill. But still I dream, heads are high and hearts are heavy, eyes are bright and clear and steady, full of promise that we're ready to fulfill. I'm dreaming of the light on the hill. Across Australia, this time it seems the verdict is severe. Swan, McEwen, Fat and Dixon, Bass and Patterson and Kingston, but it's Oxley with a message loud and clear. Bring us back our comfy bloody country, take us back to simple days of yore. Nothing alien or scary, lie down or air of fairy, just put it back the way it was before. But still I dream that the stars will be aligned as our fates are intertwined, till every heart is shining with goodwill, shining like the light.
Paul Kelly with the song taken from Keating the Musical, composed by Casey Bonetto. The last verse there referring to the 1996 election of Pauline Hanson, who won the seat of Oxley. Stirred things up rather ferociously for a while. So that was the end of Keating's prime ministership. Cello and violin. That's the OK factor. OK, O for Olivia Dierks playing cello. K for Carla, Carla Colahan playing violin. And the album is called OKX. So it's the OK Factor X. It's their 10th album. Oh, very good. They come from Minnesota and they write all their own material and presumably all their own script. That was called Share a Pint, featuring those two instruments, which go together quite nicely, I think. Here's an old song. This is called Spencer the Rover, and it's featuring the vocals of Alex Roberts singing with a group called the Far Flung Collective. It's a seven-piece group. It includes at least two members who appear now and again on this program, Anna Wendy Stevenson and Simon Bradley. The Far Flung Collective focus most of their material, or gather most of their material, from the Outer Hebrides and southwest England. But Spencer the Rover, well, there's lots of versions of it, and we might hear just a snippet of another version after we hear the real one. This is Alex Roberts with the Far Flung Collective.
This tune was composed by Spencer the Rover. No valiant man has ever left home, but he'd been much accused, which caused great confusion, and that was the reason he started to roam. Yorkshire near Rotherham, he'd been on the ramble. Weary of travelling, he sat down to rest. By the foot of your mountain lies a clear crystal fountain. Bread and cold water himself did refresh. Night fast approaching, to the woods he resorted. Woodvine and ivy his bed for to make, and he dreamt about sighing, lamenting and crying. Go home to your family and rambling for sake. Fifth day of November, I have reason to remember. First he arrived home to his family and friends, and they did stand so astounded, surprised and dumbfounded, to see such a stranger once more in their sight. Children come around him with the brittle prattling story, the brittle prattling stories to drive care away. And he's as happy as those who have thousands of riches. Contented he remain and not ramble away. This tune was composed by Spencer the Rover. No valiant man has ever left home, but he'd been much accused, which caused great confusion, and that was the reason he started to roam.
These words were composed by Spencer's dog Rover.
Woof, 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 arf, arf, woof, 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 arf, arf.
I have found a large cowpat, and I have rolled over.
Woof, 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 arf, arf, woof, 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 arf, arf.
In Yorkshire, near Rotherham, he had been on his rambles.
Woof, 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 arf, arf.
Oh, what was the rest? I've just dragged poor Spencer through briars and brambles.
Woof, 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 arf, arf.
I like that bit best.
Yes, all right. Well, I think that's enough of that. Ah, dear. That's a little snippet of Spencer's dog, Rover, from the Mrs. Ackroyd Band, which really was Les Barker parodies mostly and some silly songs. And that was his take on Spencer the Rover, which my research team reminds me was recorded by John Martin, the English singer of limited fame in the 70s, I think. I don't think the research team agrees. I don't think he recorded any other traditional music at all, but he did record Spencer the Rover. There we heard not John Martin, but Alex Roberts singing with a group called the Far Flung Collective, but the guitar work, very reminiscent of John Martin. There you go. You're listening to Come All Ye. Another one now from the featured album, People, by Melbourne singer-songwriter Paul Kelly. This is a song he wrote almost 40 years ago. It's called Laughing Boy. He wrote it after he read a wonderful book that you should all read called Borstal Boy, the autobiography of the Irish writer Brendan Behan. He, Paul Kelly that is, discovered a kitchen table version on an old cassette and he worked it up into this for the album People.
Laughing boy is drowned. He danced on nimble toes. Angels wept for Caesar's head. He sang the old dark rose for free. And you should have seen him dancing on the table. It was just like a play. Laughing boy, laughing boy, it's over. Laughing boy is drowned. He sailed across the sea. Whiskey, his daily bread, his life we'll never see again. Stay a while, hold your hour and have another. Yes, just like a play. Laughing boy, laughing boy, it's over. Streets are quiet tonight. There's a shadow on the water. Dublin streets are quiet tonight. There's a shadow on the water. Well, he can't stand up, he can't stay down, but he wants to.
laughing boy is drowned. He danced on nimble feet. Whiskey, his daily bread, his life we'll never see again. Stay a while, hold your hour and have another. Yeah, it's just like a play. Laughing boy, laughing boy, it's over. Laughing boy, laughing boy, it's over. Dublin Street. Shadow on the water. Dublin streets are quiet tonight. There's a shadow on the water. Dublin streets are quiet tonight. There's a shadow on the water. Walking on the water, 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 walking on the water.
A song called Laughing Boy about Brendan Behan, the Irish author, and so much more. He was IRA member, volunteer, and very influential author, Brendan Behan. He wrote The Queer Fella, which was rather well received back in the, gosh, would have been the 50s, I suppose, 1950s. So, Laughing Boy, from Paul Kelly's featured album on the program today called People. Songs about people. That one was about a person named Brendan Behan.
Thank you.
That was the Kill Nimona. That second tune, the first one, Lucy Farr's, a couple of barn dancers, played by, I think, two Breton musicians, J.B. Samzun, S-A-M-Z-U-N, surname, and Charles Monod, M-O-N-O-D, playing fiddle and concertina, respectively. There's also a bit of bouzouki and guitar on that album. We heard the guitar on that track. Mostly traditional music from Doolin in West Clare on that album. It's called Orgavinna, fairly new release. So Lucy Farr's and the Kill Nimona. Now, a song about old admirals. Admiral Sir John Fisher, what do you know about him? He was Britain's first Sea Lord for a little while. He resigned in 1915 because he had a contretemps over Gallipoli with Winston Churchill, who happened to be Lord of the Admiralty at the time. A lot of people didn't quite agree with Winston Churchill. Funny about that. My mother certainly never did agree with him, ever since her father was sent to Gallipoli. He came back, but he didn't enjoy the experience, apparently. So, Old Admirals. This song refers, relates a bit to Admiral Sir John Fisher. After he resigned in 1915, he kind of spent the rest of the First World War waiting for the phone call to say, come back to action, but nobody rang him. This group is called Pegleg Ferret.
I can well recall the first time I ever put to sea. It was on the old Calcutta in 1853. I was just a lad of 14 years, a midshipman to be, to make me way in the sailing ships of the Royal Navy. By the time that I was 21, I'd sailed the world around, weathered storms in the China seas with the hatches battened down, made me way by starlight off the coast of Newfoundland, and dined on beer and herrings a while, the waves blew all around. I live in retirement now, and through my window comes the sound of seagulls, and it sets my mind remembering. The evening stars like memories sail far beyond the distant trees, way out across the open seas I hear them sing. Are the wooden ships, they turn to iron, and the iron ships to steel, and shed their sails like autumn leaves with the turning of the wheel. And I was given captain's rank, and soon took under me the finest ship that ever sailed for queen and country. Ah, the old queen, she passed away with a newborn century, and I received my calling up to the Admiralty. The sands ran through the hourglass each day more rapidly as we watched the growing of the fleet of High Germany. So at last the great war blazed. I waited with the passing days, the call to arms that never came, writing letters. I'm many old now in your eyes, but all the years have made me wise. You don't see where the danger lies, oh, call me back. But the war, it ran its course, they could find no use for me. And I live in the country now, grandchildren on my knee. And I sometimes think in all this world, the saddest thing to be, old admirals who feel the wind and never put to sea. Now just like you, I've sailed me dreams like ships across the sea.
And some of them, they come on rocks, and some face mutiny. And when they're sunken one by one, I'll join that company. Old admirals who feel the wind and never put to sea. Old admirals who feel the wind.
That's it. The wind stopped blowing. Peg Leg Ferret with quite a sad song if you don't focus too closely on what the admirals were doing, as in war. Old admirals. From an album called Not Fooling Anyone. Yes, Admiral Sir John Fisher. Go and look him up. Interesting. The next track is another one from the featured album, which is called People by Paul Kelly. This one's the ballad of Queenie and Rover. Queenie McKenzie and Rover Thomas were two very fine painters who made their paintings at Warman in the Kimberley region of Western Australia. Warman used to be known as Turkey Creek, but it's really Warman. The Warman Community Art Centre is still going strong, I believe. These two fine artists met while they were working on a cattle station at the same time. Rover Thomas was a young man and he got kicked in the head by a horse and badly injured and was nearly scalped. And there were no doctors anywhere around there. Queenie sewed him up with camp cotton. He later showed her how to paint and they both went on to be well-respected artists. Here's Paul Kelly, and you'll hear the Pigram Brothers from Broome with some backing vocals. The Ballad of Queenie and Rover.
Queenie was born on the banks of the Great Ord River, 1930 maybe. Her mother was black, her daddy white. Papa was a fine horse breaker. Mama sang the songs of the old lawmakers. She used to hide young Queenie in the bush and rub black charcoal over her hair and her face. Every time the police came round, looking for any blonde-haired, brown-skinned children to round them all up, take them on downtown. Shine on, shine on, immortal. Shine on, shine on, immortal one. Robo was born in the desert. He lived out there till his mother died. Then he moved around a lot from place to place. Bedford Downs, Bow River, Lissadell, Wyndham, building fences, working as a stockman. Had a series of dreams. He started painting what he'd heard and he'd seen. Rainbow Serpent, Krill Krill, Cyclone Tracy, The Killing Field, everything that lives and breathes. Right on, right on, immortal ones. Uh-huh. Right on. Rover and Queenie were young. They met out on New Texas down station. She worked as a cook there for a long, long time. She said, hey, cowboy. Later on she said, nice boy, good worker, top rider. Lucky one, that one. One day a mean horse ripped the scalp from his head. She stitched him up with a boiled needle and thread. Good as any doctor, they were friends ever after. She said, I want to paint. He said, I'll teach you. They died within months of each other. Right on, right on.
shine on, immortal ones. Ah, the story will always run, will always run.
Paul Kelly from the featured album today on the program called People, the Ballad of Queenie and Rover, Queenie McKenzie and Rover Thomas, two fine Indigenous artists from the Warman community in the Kimberley region of Western Australia. And there are a number of songs on this 18-track release from Paul Kelly relating to Indigenous people. We've heard that one, Ballad of Queenie and Rover. Also, a few I won't be playing because you might have heard them before on the program and they get a bit of airtime. Rally Round the Drum was written with Archie Roach, pretty much about Archie Roach's days as a tent boxer in Gippsland. And another song we will hear called A Bastard Like Me, the title of which is taken from the autobiography of the influential Aboriginal scholar, activist and public servant, Charlie Perkins. I'll tell you more about that one when we get to it. There's another song called Pigeon / Jandamara. Jandamara was a Bunubub man from the Kimberley who was a resistance fighter in the late 19th century. Another song called Every Day My Mother's Voice, which was commissioned for a documentary called The Final Quarter, based on the late career of the Australian rules football player Adam Goods, Indigenous man, of course. Also, on the album, Paul Kelly has re-recorded From Little Things, Big Things Grow, which he wrote with Kev Carmody many years ago. So, yeah, more from Paul Kelly in a little while. Thank you. fairly straightforward presentation there of a song called Danville Girl by a group called Whiskey Bent Valley Boys. They're from Bloomfield, Kentucky, and they reckon, although I somehow question it, their band founder is named Colonel Mason Dixon. Maybe not. They do describe their music as music to tickle your innards. This one is from a group called Fat Dog, Ring the Changes, with the voice of Richard Burgess.
From slumber, ring out mournful dirges, ringing tales of wonder. Raise your tents, raise your voices, sing the old songs new. Here's the church, here's the steeple. Open up the doors and wake the sleeping people. Ding dong bells, ring your changes, ring the old world.
呀嘛吼嘿
吼嘿，
鸡叫餐呀嘛吼嘿
吼嘿，
叫儿餐 呀嘛吼嘿
吼嘿，
月亮来推脚面儿，淅沥沥沥沙啦啦啦，
嗖喽喽喽抬推脚面儿呀嘛吼嘿。
Thank you. That was Ho Hey and Cluck Old Hen, an interesting combination of tunes and songs performed there by Abigail Washburn, who's a rather good banjo player, married to Bella Fleck, I think, and Wu Fei. Wu Fei was playing the plucked zither called the Guzheng. Ho Hey apparently is a stone hammering chant from the Qingyang region of China. Cluck Old Hen is not. The album is called Wu Fei and Abigail Washburn. That's right, it doesn't have a title, it's just them. Interesting stuff. Not all in Chinese, but some of it is. Another one now from the featured album. And I alluded to it or mentioned it earlier on. The track is called A Bastard Like Me. And I read what Paul Kelly wrote about it. In 2012, Rachel Perkins asked me to contribute a song to a show she co-directed called Bungalow Song. The bungalow at the old telegraph station in Alice Springs was an institution that housed generations of Indigenous children separated from their families. Rachel Perkins' father, Charlie Perkins, who was an Aranda Kalkadoon man, grew up there, and he later became very well known fighting for the rights of his people. One of his achievements was instigating and leading the 1965 Freedom Ride around outback New South Wales, highlighting prejudice and injustice against Aboriginal people. And Paul Kelly goes on, to help me in my research for the show, Rachel sent me some information on the history of the bungalow and also a copy of Charlie Perkins' autobiography, which is called A Bastard Like Me. It was a title too good to resist.
I was born in the bush near old Alice Springs, as far as you get from the sea. My mother was a fighter, my daddy was too. He never knew a bastard like me. My brothers and sisters are scattered like the wind, from the desert and the hills to the sea. Much too young, many died, but I have survived. So lucky, a bastard like me. So lucky, a bastard like me. I have survived a hell of a ride. Nobody knows a bastard like me. Call me a stray, a dog every day. Call me a mongrel. arms are strong, so if you take me on, watch out for a bastard like me. Ooh, you better watch out for a bastard like me. I've fought all the way, I fight every day. You can't stop a bastard like me. I've taken my licks, I've taken my kicks, I am a man of degree. I wear the skies, I earn them so hard, every day in a lucky country. Ooh, every day. Try and stop a bastard like me.
Thank you.
called Ton de Sanve. Well, two tunes, actually. Ton de Sanve and First Hard Rain. From an album called Triad. Donald Lunny playing things with strings. Porrick Rinn playing... what is he playing? Concertina. That's what he plays. And Sylvain Barou, who played flute. And he rearranged that first tune, which started life as a Breton march, as a slow air. The album is called Triad, as I said, and it's reasonably new. Here's Archie Fisher. I haven't played this track for a long time. It's maybe an Irish song, but it reached Archie Fisher, I think, via Quebec. It's called Marianne.
Fare thee well, my own true love. Fare thee well, my dear. The ship is awaiting and the wind blows high. And I am bound away for the sea, Marianne. 10,000 miles away from home, 10,000 miles or more. The seas will freeze and the earth will burn if I can never more return to you, Marianne. And can't you see that lonesome dove that flies from pine to pine? He's mourning for his own true love, as I do now for you, my dear Marianne. And the crow that is so black, my love, will change its color white if ever I prove false to you. The day will turn to night, my dear Marianne. And where my breast were made of glass, wherein you might behold the secret of my own true love, in letters written gold, my dear Marianne. There's a lobster boiling in the pot, a bluefish on the hook, and they're suffering long, but it's nothing like the ache I bear for you, my dear Marianne. And had I bought a flask of gin and sugar here for two, and a great big jar for to mix it in, I'd pour a drink for you, my dear Marianne. So fare thee well, my own true love. Fare thee well, my dear. The ship is awaiting and the wind blows high, and I am bound away for the sea,
Thank you.
That lovely tune is called An Exeligo to Parathiro, and it was composed by Mikis Theodorakis. And it was played there by a trio called Springtide, who were Jackie Luke playing hammered dulcimer, Greg Wilson playing Celtic harp, and Rita Woolhouse playing cello. And that was a lovely sound. Springtide were an interesting trio. Greg and Jackie still play music together, but I don't think Rita's part of the deal anymore. She might be from time to time. You don't know. You're listening to Come All Ye. I haven't reminded you for the last few programs. If you want to listen to the program again, some people actually do, you can do so because Listen on Demand is available via 2MCE, the website that is, or via the program website, comeallye.com. 2MCE's website is 2MCE.org. You can hear the program all over again. In fact, you can hear programs going back to 2019, I think. At comeallye.com, you can also see playlists of the program, and they go back sometime into the last century. The program itself, of course, goes back way into the last century. Started broadcasting on 2MCE in 1976, but we didn't have internet then, did we? So there you go. Listen on demand, and there are a few other 2MCE programs available, Listen on Demand as well. Next, another track from the featured album. It's called Our Sunshine. It was written by Paul Kelly with Michael Thomas. Michael Thomas from the group Weddings, Parties, Anything. It's based on the life and times of Ned Kelly and is also the title of An Imaginary Life of Ned in book form, which was written by Robert Drew. Our Sunshine is what Ned's dad used to call him when he was a young boy. Ned was in trouble with the police from an early age and felt that he and other poor Catholics were always unfairly persecuted, writes Paul Kelly. He was also deeply aggrieved that his mother had been imprisoned for helping him defend her daughter Kate, Ned's sister, from the attentions of a policeman at the family home. When he killed three policemen who were hunting him at Stringybark Creek, there was no turning back. He and his gang led the police a merry dance for 2 years throughout New South Wales and Victoria, becoming folk heroes to some and an infestation to others. He was eventually captured at a shootout at Glen Rowan. The police brought him down, despite some protection offered by his homemade armour, which he fashioned out of plough parts. They shot him in the legs, which weren't protected by the armour. He was hanged at Melbourne Jail on the 11th of November 1880, just yards from the cell in which his mother had been incarcerated. His words to Judge Redmond Barry on being sentenced to death were, "I will see you there when I go." And Redmond Barry died 2 weeks later from complications arising from a carbuncle. So, this version of the song was recorded live in 2022 at the Sydney Meyer Music Bowl. Paul Kelly's nephew Dan Kelly plays mandolin. Alice Keith is playing banjo. Ash Naylor, spaghetti western guitar. And Peter Lucky Luscombe, his famous giddy-up tambourine.
When Ned was a little boy, his dad used to call him Our Sunshine. That's the name of the song. I wrote this song with Mick Thomas from Weddings, Parties, Anything. Well, there came a man on a stolen horse, and he rode right onto the page. Burning bright, but not for long, lit up with the holy rays. No turning back for the child of grace with the blood red on his hand. Never known to hurt a woman, he never robbed an honest man. His mother held in jail, his daddy dead. Daily rising, the price upon his head. Our sunshine. Our sunshine. Through tears and blood, you're riding on. Forever trapped in a suit of steel with the hotel burning behind. Betrayed by his companions with a train waiting down the line.
all on a bareback horse, getting through by the skin of his teeth. It's one more for the ladies, the one more for the police. Riding all night, hungry, tired and cold, into the misty morning, we'll never go. Our sunshine. Stood before the judge's chair, he said, I'm free and easy. I'm not afraid to die.
Nice work. The Frost Is All Over and The Mouse in the Cupboard by Gatehouse. That's who they are, Gatehouse. The album is Tus Nua. And the album is mostly tunes from Roscommon, Connemara and Ulster. Very nice. Here's Ruth Hazelton and Kate Burke with a song composed by Sidney Carter during the Cold War. It's a lullaby juxtaposed with the threat of nuclear war. How charming. It's called The Crow on the Cradle. You may know it. I think maybe their first album, Ruth Hazelton and Kate Burke. The album was The Be Loud Glade, and that was The Crow on the Cradle. Sidney Carter composition, showing a little bit of concern about the Cold War. Just busy at the time. That's almost it, folks. I've got time for 1.5 tracks, I suppose, to go. This comes from Michael Mara. The next one, Michael Mara was known affectionately as the Bard of Dundee. He was obviously a Scottish singer and songwriter. And he released an EP called Quintet. Five songs about five musicians. The five musicians included people like Dr. John Mac Rabenik, the jazz pianist, Peary Willie Johnson, a very fine and innovative guitarist from Shetland, I think, and the subject of this song was Martin Carthy. The song is called If I Was an Englishman.
If I was an Englishman, I'd sing and dance and play. I'd dig out all the old ones and beseech you heed their say. Their visions of a better life and a land as bright as day. I'd do my William Morris dance and I'd be on my way. I'd do my William Morris dance and I'd be on my way. If I was an Englishman, I'd sing and dance all night. I'd sing a song of Thomas Paine, of darkness and of light. I'd fire my favourite candles of Old Cobden and Old Bright. I'd do my Stanley Spencer dance and exit to the right. I'd do my Harold Pinter dance and exit to the right.
Was a bit odd, I think, Michael Murrah, but interesting composer. If I Was an Englishman from, Michael Murrah. That is it. Hope you've enjoyed the program today. I'll try to do better next time we get together. We'll go out with a tune called Constant Parembi Valsi, played on fiddle by Bob McInnes, as part of the group String Fiddle. Talk to you next time. Bye. You've been listening to Come All Ye, produced and presented by Bruce Cameron at 2MCE FM, community radio in Bathurst, New South Wales. 2MCE FM is a community service of Charles Sturt University. Visit 2mce.org for more information about the station. The website comeallye.com has program playlists and a link to take you directly to lots of podcasts.